Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。感谢你再次收听我的播客节目。Welcome back. Today is Monday, September 5th. This is going to be a holiday week for both sides of the Pacific Ocean. 在中国呢，本周是中秋节。In the US, Monday will be the Labor Day, which officially concludes the summer of 2022. I wish everybody has a great week to celebrate a holiday. As usual,We begin the program with a trivia question. So in the last episode, we learned that how many countries use which major language as their official language. So today's question is whether the official language of a country has to be the primary language in the country. The answer will be revealed in the end of the program. All right, now it's time for today's English phrase. My pick for today is glass half full. Glass half full.这个短语的英语解释呢，就是 used to refer to an optimistic outlook on life. 中文来说呢，就是乐观的。比如说你可以说 I'm a glass half full kind of guy. 也就是说你是一个乐观的人。在公众号里呢，也提供了一些其他的例句供你做参考。Okay, time to kick off today's news stories. Today's topic is about the job market. The first story is from USA Today.August job report. Job market falling back to earth. Unemployment rate rises to 3.7%. Hiring slowed sharply in August, but remained steady as employers add 315,000 jobs, despite softer consumer spending gains, rising interest rates, and a sputtering economy. The unemployment rate rose from 3.5% to 3.7%, the Labor Department said Friday.That's because the labor force, the number of people working and looking for jobs, shot up nearly 800,000, with many of those on the sideline streaming into a favorable labor market. 第一则新闻呢，来自于 USA Today， 它是有关于美国上周五公布的就业报告。根据美国劳动部的数据呢，失业率从 3.5% 增长到了 3.7%。但是呢，就业整体情况大致还可以。失业率升高的原因呢，是由于一些原来并不在寻找工作的人呢，因为 job market 很好，他们也开始寻找工作了，所以整个基数变大了。这则新闻里有一个单词要注意一下 ，sputter， 它这里呢用了它的现在进行时 sputtering， 它的意思呢是建设。The second story is from Investor Business Daily. Why you can't trust Friday's jobs report and what it means for the S&P 500. Evidence has mounted.That the monthly jobs reports are way off the mark, and that the labor market is much weaker than it appears. That suggests a recession may be closer at hand for the US economy than widely believed. The implications for the S&P 500 are mixed to negative, with lower interest rates and the weaker dollar offset by a worsening earnings outlook. Volatility is a good bet. While the headlineWhy you can't trust Friday's job market report requires a high level of conviction. We have the receipts to back it up. Tax receipts. 第二则新闻呢，来自于一家叫 Investors Business Daily 的杂志。他们觉得呢，美国周五公布的就业报告呢，并不是像他表面所说的那样好。所以这篇文章的作者认为呢，美国经济呢将陷入衰退。他们的依据呢是根据税收收入，而不只是 job number 来判断美国的目前就业状况。这篇新闻里要注意的词呢是 mount， 它的原意呢是安装，但这里呢是做匹配的意思。The third piece is from the Journal Gazette. Amid labor shortage, some workers report to more than one job. Ryan Kainers teaches physical education full-time at Indiana Village Elementary School, but that isn't his only income.Extra pay comes with his school coaching gig. And then, there's what Kernis describes as his real second job. Pitchball coordinator at Wildwood Racquet Club. I've always kind of loved sports and games, Kernis said. I coached even before I was in college. So the juggling act involves a lot of activities I'm passionate about. 第三则新闻呢，来自于一家叫 Journal Gazette 独立媒体。他是说呢，因为通货膨胀的高企呢，很多人不得不 take second job， 也就是有两份职业。这里介绍了一位叫 Ryan Kernis 的人，他呢除了在学校教 PE， 也就是体育课之外呢， 还在另外一家俱乐部呢 coaching 这个 pickball， 其实就是一个有点像板球一样的运动。他个人呢也非常喜欢运动，所以呢他觉得这份工作很好。The last piece is from the New York Times. Job openings picked up in July, showing the labor market remains hot. Demand for workers remained strong in July, a sign that the U.S. labor market remains vibrant, even as the Federal Reserve tries to cool the economy by raising interest rates. Job openings ticked up to 11.2 million, the Labor Department reported on Tuesday as part of its monthly Job Opening and Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS. The survey included a large upward revision for openings in June to 11 million from an estimated 10.7 million. The figure reached a record high of more than 11.8 million in March. 最后一则新闻呢，来自于《纽约时报》，它是引用了周二公布的另一项调查，目前的 job opening 呢达到了1120万，这显示呢美国的就业市场呢依然比较景气。同时呢，美国劳动部呢对六月的数据呢进行了修正，从原来的1070万呢提高到了1000万。虽然说 Federal Reserve 呢在 raising interest rate， 但整体看来呢，美国的就业市场还是非常的火热。这则新闻里呢有一个词要注意一下 ，vibrant。它的意思呢就是火热的，充满活力的。Alright, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。在节目的最后呢，我们来揭晓今天 trivia question 的答案。在上一期呢，我们说到有55个国家用英语作为他们的官方语言，但其实呢，这很多国家里呢，英语并不是他们国家的主要语言。就在北美的加拿大和美国，以及在南太平洋的澳大利亚和新西兰。英语既是他们国家的官方语言，也是他们的主要语言。而在非洲和南亚次大陆呢，虽然很多国家以英语作为他们的官方语言，但是他们自己的主要语言呢，并不是英语。这可能是由于殖民时代，这些国家都是英国的殖民地，所以呢，他们沿袭了使用英语作为他们的官方语言。你可以参考公众号里提供的一张 infographics。Alright, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 好了，今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。